You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A on this first day of February 2010. I'm loving this.
Good.
Let's bring up some mics. Let's bring up some mics so we can talk a little bit. Why don't you introduce the band and introduce the people here in this room?
Well, alrighty. All the spooky sounds you're hearing are being made. I should introduce our special guest first. The French Tourist is spinning the records, playing the theremin, and definitely not speaking, as we've all learned.
Well, my name's Gabriel Sullivan, playing Bajo Sexto. And that's...
Yeah, and I'm Chris Black. I'm playing the violin.
And
we're Bajo Turbato.
Bajo Turbato.
That's right.
And tell me about the name. How'd you come up with the name Bajo Turbato?
The name is a combination of languages. Bajo, of course, is Spanish for low. And that covers Gabe with his bajo sexto and the kick drum. Turbato is Romani for rabid.
Really?
Yeah.
A rabid bass.
Yeah, rabbit, low and rabid. That's our situation.
Now, can you say the name of that language again?
Romani.
Tell me about Romani. Where
it's
is
the,
that from?
That's the language of the Rom, the gypsies.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And there's a million different dialects. This one's Southern Romanian.
Uh-huh. So the sounds that we're hearing, the scales that we're hearing on the violin, this is music from Eastern Europe. Southern Romania,
yes,
as
actually,
you say?
That last one that we played is a traditional Romanian song.
Mm-hmm.
As was the first one.
Mm-hmm. How did you learn these songs?
Long, grueling hours of of suffering at home.
I take it that you have an interest in this stuff.
Definitely.
And you've been playing this for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Huh. And let's get a little bit more into music history here, at least what you know, because I know very little. You mentioned music from the Rom.
Rom.
Rom. And do you know much about the history of gypsies?
Not nearly as much as I want to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a really good book about it, but it's in Romanian, and I don't speak Romanian, and there's only two copies of it. One of them's in Bucharest, and
really?
So I can't get to it. But I don't know. I first got into it because of the Taraftai Dukes, which is a string band, a gypsy string band, from a village called Clejan in southern Romania. And they got discovered, over the course of 15, 20 years ago. And I first heard them about 10 years ago, and it just wrecked my world. The sound of it was so, it sounded like everything I'd been trying to listen to for my whole life. So. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's a connection here, but some of the sounds I hear also sound a little bit like what I heard many, many years ago on Fiddler on the Roof. I mean, do you know if there's a connection there as far as the roots of the music?
Well, the gypsies, the Rom and the Jews, have a long history of intermingling culturally. Eastern Europe is a big melting ground, so ideas move from one group to the other. Traditional folk music or whatever region they're in gets absorbed and changed and adapted and passed on.
And there's one.
So there's a klezmer element.
And there's one more group. In fact, I used to live in Spain. I lived in Spain for about a year, and I'd love to go down to the south of Spain, where there's a sizable gypsy presence, and you hear it so much in some of the roots of flamenco.
Right. We're hoping to bring some of that on board, right?
Learning.
Still work in progress.
Okay. Well, let me just change tracks here because I wanted to talk with you, Gabriel, about this bajo sexto.
Yeah.
That is one instrument that is really, really a beautiful instrument to look at. Why don't you go ahead and describe it?
12 strings, all tuned in fourths, down an octave, and it was used in Tejano music for specifically in use with a button accordion so that you could go out as a duo and the bajo sexto was your rhythm and your bass and the accordion played all the leads. It really was an efficient way of playing. And the violin seems to fit right in the accordion spot. So,
do you know of any groups that have paired together a bajo sexto and violin?
I don't. I haven't heard a bajo sexto in a minor key till this. So
exactly, that's what I'm talking about. This is innovative.
I think it was meant for this. It just took a while.
It's an impressive instrument. It's a beautiful instrument to look at. It has 12 strings, very heavily made because that's a lot of tension on those 12 strings, and they are thick strings.
They're thick. They're $40 at any music shop.
Ooh.
I found Tinkerverdi Swap Meets, got them, $15.
Ah, yeah. There you go. See, this is where it comes in handy that it's used in Tejano music.
I know. I can't leave Tucson now.
Exactly.
Stay where the...
Well, anywhere southern Arizona, New Mexico, probably Texas, you're okay.
Yeah. You know, I looked for a while on Craigslist for these things, and you only find them in San Antonio and El Paso, all the border towns.
Exactly.
And the Chicago store. Yeah.
Well, this is what I love about Tucson music is there are people out there with the skills and the guts to go out and create something new, and I love it. It sounds great.
Thank you.
Sounds really great. We're live in Studio 2A. I am Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only. I'm here with Chris Black and Gabriel Sullivan, and we have the French tourist here also spinning, doing what he does. He also is playing the theremin. And we've got another set for you, and then we'll take a break and talk a little bit more.
Thanks, Dan. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
listening to the 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A. I'm Dr. Dan. I am here with Bajo Turbato. That's amazing stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, man. So there are four of us here in Studio 2A. We've got Chris Black. We have Gabriel Sullivan. We have the French tourist. And making very original music. Yeah.
I hope so.
Tell me, how long has this project been together?
2 months.
2 months, maybe. That long?
2 months.
Yeah, maybe. Somewhere in there.
Six to 8 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you have anything recorded yet?
No. We're going to use this.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. You know, of course, we record everything here in Studio 2A. And, of course, it's your music. You do with it as you please.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. We just ask that you know, if you release it somehow, just say you record it in studio, you know, live in Studio 2A, KXCI. We love that.
Attribution is always good.
Yeah. As I was mentioning when I introduced you, you know, we have bands that come in here that have been together for 10 years. You know, bands like Greyhound Soul. We have bands that have just started, like Bajo Turbato. It's great. Yeah.
Our second performance, I think, in Tucson? Third.
Third performance in Tucson. Yeah. Fourth performance overall.
I saw the performance at Plush.
Yes, coming up.
Well, you also just had one.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You had one.
That was our Tucson premiere.
I saw that. That was great. Yeah.
Yeah, we're playing there again this month, February
25th,
right. And we're playing Shays on the 20th.
So Saturday night at Shays on the 20th, mm-hmm. and then the 25th at Plush.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And the 25th, is that must be a midweek thing, so you're going to be in the lounge?
Thursday. Yeah, we're opening up for Mark Mattis.
Oh, Mark Mattis.
No, we're in the back room.
Oh, in back room with Mark Mattis.
Yeah.
Huh. So that's great.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and this last time I saw you opened up for that one guy.
That was fun.
That was terrifying.
Why was it terrifying?
You think you're a good musician, and somebody builds that.
Yeah, it was built, I guess, at NASA by someone from NASA.
I heard the word NASA flying around. I think it was actually the guy who did the electrical work for the Mars lander wired it.
Okay, there we go.
Let's go with NASA built it.
NASA sounds good.
It's going to take off in a couple
years. That sounds good. Yeah, that was a fun show. And you guys did a great job, and I'm so happy that I was at your premiere performance.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
I want to mention we have something else. This group, what you're hearing tonight, is one flavor of what we do, and it's Bajo Turbato. We also have Bajo Loco. Loco, also Romani, L-O-K-O, for a sweet, tender, soft. And we do that too, and we're doing that this Friday at Maynard's. We're playing sophisticated music for people who like to dine.
Finally.
Yeah.
Is that outside?
It'll be, I don't know, it depends on the weather. But yeah. No kick drum or overdrive, but lots of smooth Balkan delight.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow, you can do everything.
That's what I like about this.
You can rock the house. We did at Plush, and like you're going to do on the 25th of February, or at Chase on the 20th, or you can make it sweet and soft.
Right.
For diners.
We have a funeral next month.
Right.
Uh huh.
That's gonna be an interesting one.
Yeah. We don't know who it's gonna be yet, but we've got our knives sharpened. We're just trying to make gigs as much as we can. You know?
Thank you.
Thank you.